Hey everyone, this is Christina Avina with Honor Crest Magazine again, and I'm here today to talk to you about an artist by the name of Elizabeth Sage. She is from Brooklyn, New York, and she has recently released an EP called Just Go, and it's a sort of a three-song ode to anyone who has ever been in a toxic relationship and tried to get out of it and struggled with that, and, you know, We always say here that some of the best music that we come across is music that's born out of adversity, personal tragedy. You know, artists tend to write what they feel and they feel deeply about. So, you know, whether this has happened to Elizabeth or she has known someone who's gone through this, you can tell by the lyrics that, you know, she knows what she's talking about. So I'll just get right into it here. She comes from Brooklyn, as I mentioned, and had a love of music from a very early age. She really held on to that and was constantly playing music growing up, even while she was working very hard in school and working toward obtaining her master's degree, which she did. She has a background as a mental health counselor, as well as a personal trainer. And she really likes to draw from her experience in the mental health field to write songs about the human psyche. So the lead single off of this EP is called Disease of Loneliness. And it's about the way that we can sort of carry all the negative baggage and experience from a toxic relationship that we've left and bring it into a new one. She writes about this well with lyrics such as, "Let's protect ourselves till we're dead, sweeping under the rug, a guarded mess." You know, this is a great track. You know, the way that she presents it, you know, it's almost got sort of an upbeat feel, but at the same time, it's tackling something that's not upbeat at all. But I think that is why, you know, it's easy to kind of get drawn in and keep listening because, you know, it doesn't have a super melancholy feel to it. But, you know, if you really take the time to listen to what she's saying, you know, it's very relatable. For me on the EP, let's see, I think the standout track for me was All the Words You Say. And that's about escape, actually the process of escaping a bad relationship. And the vocals on this one were just really, you know, fantastic. I felt it to be, you know, sort of alternative pop, but at the same time, I don't know, it just had sort of this silky quality to it. And I really enjoyed it. So I think you can feel a little bit of influence of, say, Sarah Bareilles, but then you kind of get that angsty Alanis Morissette vibe in there as well, which, you know, it just works. It's a good combination. So, like I said, Just Go, the EP, it covers some deep material, but it's captured in a very catchy and upbeat way. It drops on 11/1/18, and so you can mark your calendars for that. You can follow her on all her social sites, and we'll be adding those here in the description as well. So be sure to look out for it. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Talk to you soon.